It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Here's where you guys get to sound off. I want to know, why are your children in trouble right now? What did they do? Or, and, or, why are they grounded right now? Mm-hmm. I want to know why your kids are in trouble. Why are they grounded right now? We got a Karen that wrote in. And the second is a story that's coming out of my life because my son was so irritated with Knick Knack. And I want to tell you what she did. And she's never done this. But we were telling him to, you know, accomplish his chores around the house. The dishwasher, the vacuuming, picking up your clothes, you know, yada, yada. The mm-hmm. list was long. He was doing none of it. One of which was a big thing that was his backpack was laying down at the bottom of the stairs with his shoes and his book bag.
That was my favorite place to put it.
I hate that.
And it was just sitting like, there.
Yeah.
Sitting
yeah,
there. Yeah. Here, Josh, grab that line real quick. Just put him on hold real quick. And he was not picking them up at all. Not picking it up. And she had told him 15 times. She's like, okay, Reed. Oh, I hope he's not listening. He's going to be mad. If you don't pick this up, if you don't get this done, I'm throwing everything out on the front lawn. That was his last warning.
She actually said that to him.
About 30 minutes went by, still sitting there. Ooh. And he was upstairs on his headset, his VR. Mm. She went downstairs and threw everything out on the front lawn.
Good on her. Yeah, Knick Knack, get
She has never followed through like that.
Well, she needs to. Like,
and I was like, whoa, you actually did it.
Yeah, you have to.
And he heard that front door open, and he heard the little beep, 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 you know, from the alarm, because when the door opens, it beeps. And he flipped his you-know-what and went running out and grabbed his stuff. And Nicole was like, well, you have had so many warnings.
Yeah.
So many that this is the only way that's going to, you know, work at this point. And I loved it because there was snow out on the ground and all sorts of stuff, so it got all messy.
Because I just would like to take a guess here. If Reed doesn't pick up his backpack, who has to?
Mom or dad.
Exactly.
For sure.
And it's not like it just picks itself up, so you got to nip that stuff in the bud early.
Got to nip it real quick.
You do.
You got to throw that right out on the lawn.
Kids are very advantageous. They're like dogs in that sense, where they will take advantage of every situation for mm-hmm. their own benefit. It's your job as a parent to teach them it's not okay to do that. So I'm with Nicole all day.
Usually she'll cave.
I would have thrown that and a couple of his toys. And maybe
some extra stuff for the hell of it.
Here's your blankets.
Where's
like,
that headset?
Exactly.
I'm throwing that out.
Ben is out on the front lawn.
So why are your kids grounded? Why are they in trouble? 303-691-1649. Let me read you this message really quick from Karen. Karen says, hey, JKJ, I need to know, am I some kind of dinosaur or do other parents still ground their kids? I'm in a friend group with five other moms, and apparently I'm the only one who still believes in actual consequences. They think grounding is old-fashioned and instead prefer to talk to their kids about what they're doing wrong. A conversation. No punishment. No consequences. Just a friendly little heart-to-heart about their feelings, is what she said. Hmm. How do you feel about what you've done?
Oh.
She says, meanwhile, I'm over here taking away video games, canceling sleepovers, assigning extra chores, like a warden at mom jail. Like you said, Katie, she says, let's be honest, kids don't learn from chat. They learn when they lose privileges and have to scrub baseboards mm-hmm. instead of playing Minecraft.
Yeah.
Tell me, am I behind the times, or is this gentle parenting trend setting us up for a generation of entitled monsters? Yes, is the answer to that.
We'd
love to hear what you and your listeners think, and that's from Karen. So there's a lot to, again, digest from that. The gentle parenting trend. Are you still a grounder? Do you talk to your children? Have we gone soft? We've gone soft.
We've gone a little soft. I think we, you know, and it's hard because obviously you hear me talk about my little sweet baby Donna.
Oh, we know.
I know, and I love her
so
much. She
walks all over you.
And she could well, no, but she doesn't because we nipped that in the bud real quick. Like, she would be in a store. She doesn't.
In your shoes, from what I understand.
She doesn't.
In your actual shoes.
She said, hey, Mom, can I have your shoes? And you gave her your shoes.
She walks all over you.
That's different. I'm talking about her getting in trouble. I'm going to tell you right now, Zoe only got in trouble one time in her whole, like,
one
ground.
Time.
She was a good kid.
Oh, man.
She was a really good kid.
Sorry,
and when she
Dad.
Was, like, in the third grade, they had some kind of, like, competition at their school where, like, the winner got this little rubber ducky, right? And she didn't win it. It was another kid who won this little rubber ducky, but Zoe stayed in class. No, she stayed in class while everyone else went out to recess, and then she stole that rubber ducky from that kid's desk. And then she got called into the principal's office, and I had to go down there, and I brought her home that night, and I sat her down, and I was like, listen.
Let me see that rubber ducky.
Mama, don't play this. No, I straight up said, Mama, don't play this game.
Really?
Like, we don't do this. Mama can't go to the principal's office. We don't play. Mm. Like, we had the biggest conversation. I was like, I won't buy you a rubber duck.
And then
what was that all about? No, she did not get that rubber duck. She didn't get bought one that time. But we had a long conversation about it.
It's like 2 weeks later.
But Mama, I loved the rubber duckies.
But that was the one thing that we had to really look at. Like, wait a minute. This is not okay. This behavior's not okay. And you're grounded for a week. Like, that was the one time I had to ground Zoe when she stole a rubber duck. Never did I get called to the principal's office again. I just want to point that
that's
out.
That's a weird story.
But it's true.
But it's true. Like, that's real life.
It's real life.
Alicia.
Yeah, hey.
Hey. Alicia. So do you have a kid that's in trouble or grounded right now?
Yeah, I have 2 6-year-olds. My neighbor's 6-year-old and my daughter is six, and they both got in trouble together.
What happened?
What did they do?
They're both grounded. So we have a basement we dedicated just for the kids to all play in the basement and have fun. And they got a gymnastics bar from Sam. And the rule was that they can't play on the bar unless a parent is down there. So we kind of seated it up to see if they would listen and follow the rules. Had a firm talk at dinner. Don't swing on the bar. We'll come down and we'll do gym in a little bit. Y'all just play with all the other toys. And then darn it, both the 2 6-year-olds didn't start swinging on there like monkeys and got caught red-handed, got a firm yelling in front of each other. So they were embarrassed for that. Awkward. And then they both got to their home, like back to their bedrooms and were grounded. So they lost, like, their tablets and all of that.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Teach them a lesson.
You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, no swinging
that's
on that pole.
That's too dangerous. You know, they could drop right off and break a neck.
Seriously, though. Yeah. You got to watch them.
Isn't it funny, too? You take away those tablets, they start listening. Like, it's their number one job. Like, they
well,
are
and then
such
we
good
threaten
listeners.
Taking the bar apart. So,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Not the bar, and that really got the tears going.
There it is.
Yeah.
Good job, Mom.
It's good parenting.
No swinging on the pole.
Yeah. Exactly.
You'll probably have to have that same conversation when they turn 18, too, and they go to get that job at the strip club.
Exactly.
Don't swing on the pole. Alicia, thank you for calling this morning.
Man,
you're the best.
Of
bye.
Thanks, Alicia.
What?
Wow. Did they have that
real
conversation
life.
With you?
Stop swinging on the pole, Jer. You don't need money that bad. Get off the pole. Ugh. All right, so listen. I want more people to sound off about this. Hey, Kevin. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. So do you have a kiddo that's in trouble, or is this you?
Yeah, I don't have a kid, but it's a story about me and my brother in the 80s.
Okay.
Oh.
What happened?
So my mom had one of those old Chevy station wagons where it had that rear-facing seat in the very back, and you could roll down the window in the back. So I was 5. My brother was like 12. So his idea, I didn't know what was going on. And we would steal my mom's yarn and tie him to our action figures and put him out the window and have him drag along the street while my mom was driving.
I want to do this today.
That's hilarious.
So she gave you a medal and...
right? You were the coolest kid in your school.
Yeah, you were the coolest kid. What could go wrong, Kevin? Yeah.
So my brother had... They were original Star Wars toys that he was doing this with. I had all my Ninja Turtles, and you're going to be mad about this one, but my favorite one to do it with was the He-Man.
No! No, Kevin! You know me, buddy. I collect all the old He-Man toys. Why are you doing this
to me? I know. I ruined them. I was 5. I didn't know.
I didn't know. He was 5.
That's true. Oh, this one stings a little bit, though.
The Star Wars toys hurts me, too.
Oh, yeah.
So you pretty much just jacked up all your toys.
Yeah. So one day, we're like, okay, let's get the yarn. We sit in the back, and we're going down the street, and we're like, hey, that's Mom's car. And those police cars back then looked a lot like those Chevy... wagons are like, hey, so waving at him, and we put the toys out there and over my mom.
No.
Like, oh.
So, you got your mom pulled over. Oh my gosh.
She's not happy about
I
that.
I bet.
I could see why.
I bet.
So, I got my Ninja Turtles taken away. Those are my prized possessions. But my brother, my dad sold he had all of the original Star Wars toys, and he sold them all in a garage sale for his punishment.
Oh no, that's bad. Those are worth hundreds of dollars now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Thousands in some cases.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, Kevin.
That's good.
That'll teach you. Well, thanks for calling in and breaking our hearts today, buddy.
Oh, I'm sorry. You guys have a good one.
Thanks, man. You too, Kevin. That's good. Oh my gosh.
That's a different one. That's a different angle. Like, what was your biggest time in trouble? Here's Ruth. Hey, Ruth.
Hi.
Hey. Tell us your story.
So, situation happened about 3 years ago when my daughter was 14. She is now 17. She loves clothes, just love them, but didn't like putting them away. It was constant battle with her, you know, just wouldn't do it. Grounded her from her phone, grounded her from her friends. Nothing seemed to faze her. So I knew I needed to get creative. And that's exactly what I did. I took away every bit of her clothes and I gave her 7 sets of the exact same white t-shirt and blue jeans.
Oh my gosh.
That is brilliant.
You will be a plain Jane.
You have a basic wardrobe from here on out.
Yes.
So did it work?
It did. We started on a Sunday, which, you know, Sunday, not a big deal. Monday, not a big deal wearing the same exact clothes either. But by Tuesday, 2 days wearing the same exact clothes at school was embarrassing enough for her that she said, nope, I promise, and swore on everybody that she loves and knows life that she will put her clothes away. And she stuck to it.
Yeah. Strong mama bear move.
That's a good one.
That's really good.
Yeah.
And isn't it funny?
Sometimes.
Hey. That's awesome. I love it. The hard parenting. Isn't it funny, like, listening to this as an adult, that actually sounds dreamy. Just having jeans and a t-shirt every day, the same thing. At this point, it's like, man, I wouldn't have to worry about my wardrobe or anything.
Exactly.
It sounds good at this point.
True, sometimes it is, but for her, like I said, she loved fashion, she loved clothes, like she loves this change up, the switching of it all. So I just knew that if I was going to do something that was going to really make an impact, it had to hit where her interests were.
Yeah.
And that was the clothing itself.
Yeah.
That's smart, Mom.
We're on your side, Ruth. Yeah, thank you for the story.
Move.
You're smart.
Thank you guys. Love you.
Love you.
Have a good day.
You, bye.
Why are your kids in trouble? 303-691-1649 will get you in the studios. Hey, Liz, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Super dupes. What's your story?
I just wanted to say that I'm currently listening in the car with my 8-year-old on the way to school. And I told her, you know what I'm hearing is that I really need to start being more strict. And she goes, no, and just looks completely devastated.
Are you a giant pushover for her right now?
We're working on it. I'd say it's pretty hit or miss.
That's funny.
No,
the
Mom,
devastation.
No.
I like how you are now. Yeah.
That's funny. What's your daughter's name?
Olivia.
Hi, Olivia.
Hi, Olivia.
Good morning.
Aw.
Hello.
Liz, have a good day. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, you too. Just made her day.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Liv. Bye, Olivia.
Bye, Olivia.
Please. A couple messages that came in on my Facebook overnight because I had posted about this. Kimberly says, my daughter is grounded for a month because she dumped a glass of water on the Wi-Fi router because her siblings would not let her have the iPad. She's turned into a monster lately, always in trouble over something, and that's from Kimberly.
Jeez.
Good God.
Huh.
See here, my 13-year-old is grounded for 3 weeks. He lost all of his electronics because he decided to drop water balloons filled with ketchup off of our back balcony onto the back patio.
Oh, my gosh.
Ketchup? It looks like blood.
Oh, and so messy.
That's nasty.
So messy.
That's pretty nasty. Where's another one? Amanda, this is pretty good. My kid's grounded right now for a month because she decided that our neighbor's yard, sidewalk, and garage door needed something extra. Spray painted a giant rainbow on everything. I'm now out $500.
Ooh.
And she's going to spend this weekend scrubbing sidewalks. Oh, kids.
Oh, so bad.
Oh, kids. Josh, what was the most you ever got in trouble? Because I feel like you're like a like a wholesome, church-going valor boy.
Yeah. I
had my time. I made actually 4 of my teachers cry in parent-teacher conferences. So
Josh!
That's not great. I was younger when that happened. I actually stole something off of my teacher's desk.
Did you really?
Forced to apologize. So there was a game. It was like Go Fish, but it was like a fishing rod game, and you could catch magnetic fish.
I remember that I
still have that game. Kindergarten, yes. And I wanted that game so bad. I took it off my teacher's desk and took it home.
It's an awesome game.
And so when that happened, now. It was my game for a day. So my mom found out and she's like, "Where'd you get this?" And I lied. I was like, "Oh, I won it at school." And then she found out somehow that I totally stole it off my teacher's desk. It was the most mortifying and embarrassing thing because the next day I had to go up in front of the class, admit that I stole the Go Fish game.
Oh. Holding your tiny little fishing rod.
I know.
Little
kindergarten Josh.
And I had to apologize. I had to admit and apologize in front of the class. I literally have not stolen anything the rest of my life because that was
traumatizing.
Horrifying.
Oh, yeah.
I was bawling my eyes out in front of the entire class, in front of the cute girl named Jenna, who I really had a crush on back in the day.
That's what really stuck with
me.
I don't even like fish.
Oh my gosh.
I know. It was terrible. So that, I learned my lesson big time on that, man. But I mean, yeah, other times I like to talk. This is why I'm in this job. I like to talk. And a lot of teachers were like, he just doesn't pay attention.
Did you tell me about a bathroom one or something?
Okay, so this one I did get in trouble with the school a lot. Oh. I did not get in trouble with my parents because they thought it was hilarious. But I essentially in eighth grade, I was in choir and it was like our final thing that night in our little performance. And I wanted to do a senior prank or an eighth grade prank because I was leaving the school after that. And so I switched the bathroom signs, the men and women's bathroom signs on the all the concert goers.
I'm not
there was
mad
separate.
At that.
I know there was separate for the students and separate for the parents, and all the parents went to the wrong restrooms and we watched and snickered. And I went to a Christian school. The pastor's son was in my grade, and he didn't tell the principal. He told his dad. He told the head pastor of the church what I did. And he was like, he brought me into his office, not even the principal's. He brought me into the main pastor's office and just berated me for how immature I was, how horrible I was. And he's like, I will suspend you. And then he didn't suspend me, thankfully, but I got a 6-hour detention that I had to serve throughout a week.
You know, behind the scenes, they're probably like, that's a pretty solid
plan.
So I obviously had to tell my parents because they were like, I was like, I have to stay after school for 6 hours throughout the week. And so they were all bummed, and they're like, what did you do? And I was like, well, I switched the bathroom signs. And my mom and dad cracked up. They were like, we went into the wrong room, the wrong restroom during the performance.
You turned out okay, buddy.
And they thought it was hilarious, but I got in trouble at the school. That was not good.
Dude, we all have those stories. Like, I can remember the most I ever got in trouble was we were sitting in the family room at my parents' house, and for some reason, I don't even know how old I was. My sister had to have been 4, maybe 5. And I held my shoe up to her face. I was wearing it. And I go, lick the bottom of my shoe.
Oh.
And she stuck out her tongue and went from bottom all the way up. Oh. And to this day, I can still remember an old school sneaker I was wearing. And the traction had been completely, disintegrated on the bottom. Oh, yeah. So it was smooth. And I can still see the wet tongue mark going from the bottom all the way up to the top as I looked back at my shoe.
That's disgusting.
Little did I know, my dad was watching from the other room.
Jeremy!
And that is the most I had ever been in trouble. And I did not come from that kind of family.
No, yeah,
the belt, the spankings. And I just, that was bad.
That's
mean, because that's your younger sister that trusts you.
That was so mean! I know!
That was so mean.
Hey, good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Ann.
Hey, Ann, do you have a story about being in trouble or your kids being in trouble?
Well, this was 9 years ago. My daughter was 12, and, we left her home. She's 12. We thought, the rule was don't ever use the oven when we're not there. And so we left for a couple hours, come home. The house smells like cookies. The oven's warm. It's not on, but it's warm. And my husband, I'm like, oh my God, you used the oven. You're not allowed to do that. Well, you could have burned the house down. She's like, I didn't use the oven. And I mean, this went on for a half hour. And she's like, I didn't. And then my husband's ready to call the police because he says, someone broke in the house.
And made cookies.
And made cookies. And we couldn't find the cookies. And I'm like, I looked in the refrigerator. I'm like, I bought cookie dough yesterday. Where is it? I don't know. I didn't do it. And finally, I'm like, okay, why don't you just tell the truth? And she would not tell the truth. And then I go into her bedroom, and I find a chocolate chip, and I go, aha! See? I did! And then she confessed. And then she was grounded for a week.
Yes, she should be.
Did she still try to, hide it when you found out, too?
Yeah, she hid the cookies in the closet. And I'm like,
oh, my gosh.
Just wait. Hey, I got to tell you, when you got a hankering for cookies, there's no holding you back.
Yeah,
there's no holding back. That's hilarious. Thank you for the call. We appreciate you. Good morning, Mix 100. Who's this?
Chris.
Chris, you got a story about being in trouble?
I wasn't in trouble, but my kids got in trouble when they drew eyebrows on the dog. Oh. Neither one of them was confessors.
How do they get in trouble for that?
Neither one would confess to it. They held a pact, and they agreed to not tell. And then I drew eyebrows on them while they slept one night, and then they finally confessed.
No, you didn't.
Like with a Sharpie? Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Magic marker. Okay.
That
marker,
is so good.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's like the ultimate, like, get back, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
And blame it on the dog.
I would really like to see a picture of your dog with eyebrows.
Did you take a picture of the kids with the eyebrows?
I got all three of them. I got both kids and the dog with the eyebrows.
Yeah,
you need to send that to us.
Yes, please text us that picture. I need that.
That made my morning right now.
I'll dig back and try to find it.
Please do. Thank you for the call.
No problem.
Later.
Thank you.
All right, that one I think wins.
Yeah,
that's
eyebrows on the dog.
That right there is a parent win.
Oh my gosh,
sure. I was telling you that story about my sister and how I made her lick the bottom of my shoe and got in
disgusting.
Big trouble. My sister was listening. She wrote in. She says, "I think Mom dumped all of your video games into a trash bag." For that experience.
Kind of deservedly so. You probably really built up her immune system, though.
Yeah.
So that's good.
She says, "I also remember as you got older and you were such a smartass to Mom, you were in the kitchen once, mouthing off to her while she was cooking. She turned around with the wooden spoon to smack you to tell you to knock it off, and you were big enough you just took the spoon from her and started to pop her on the butt." She says, "I remember everybody was laughing." Yeah,
dude.
You kind of get to that point where
right?
Mom comes at you and you're like, "Not today,
yeah,
Mom.
Not today.
Not today."
That's funny.
This is fun.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Who's this guy we got on the line, Josh?
Grandpa.
Who?
Grandpa.
Grandpa?
Grandpa?
Grandpa. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your name?
Yeah. My name is John, but I go by Grandpa for all my grandkids and everything, but... My memory is not about punishing anyone else. It was punishment that I received 61 years ago when I was 9 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Do we want to know about this? Is it okay? Because it was a different time.
It's a lasting one. It's a good one.
Okay,
and
what happened?
Cousin was with me at 7, and we had an uncle and aunt in town. And my uncle smoked Parliaments. And I just remember going out and finding his package of cigarettes on the table, and I snuck a cigarette out, and my cousin and I went out into the garage and decided to light it up, and my cousin brought his dad's Chesterfield. He brought a whole carton of Chesterfields to the garage, and he was only 7, and I took one or two puffs, and I couldn't take it, and I ended up throwing it in a trash can in the garage, and unbeknownst to me, there was a lot of paper and different things in that.
I see where this is going.
Uh-huh. No.
It really started flaming and going up high, and I ran into the house, and I went and got a glass of water, and my relatives were in there, and I said, Johnny needs a glass of water, and I ran out and tried to throw it on him, and I went in, Johnny needs another glass of water, and
he's
I'll
really thirsty.
Throw it out. So then I ran into the house yelling, "The garage is on fire," and I turned the hose on, and I'm hosing it down. Bottom line, it wasn't a bad fire. It just...
You got it out, but you got in big trouble.
But what ended up happening after that is, what were you doing? And my dad was at work still, so I was sent to the... I told my mom what I'd done, and I'd taken one of my uncle's cigarettes, and...
Yeah. Bottom line it for me, buddy. Did you get in trouble?
The punishment I had was to go out after 8 hours sitting in my dad's and mom's bedroom, waiting for my dad to get home. I had to go out back into the kitchen and sit in my uncle's lap and tell him I was sorry for stealing a cigarette.
I thought they were going to make you finish the cigarette.
I know.
Why am I comfortable
back in
about
the day,
him sitting
it was
in
like,
his uncle's lap?
You need to smoke this whole carton.
They were
going to
say, you
got to
finish
like,
that now. You started it. That was
usually
good money.
The punishment was like, you smoke all these cigarettes now. Make yourself sick.
John, thank you for the call. That I think.
Yeah, no.
Appreciate that. Julie.
Hi.
Hey, really quick, what's the punishment or what happened?
So I was like 8 years old-ish. My sister's 6 years younger. So she was, I don't know, 2 or 3. I was 8 or 9. And we were playing We had like this attic space above the garage that you could play in. And so we were playing up there, and I discovered that my sister fit inside one of the suitcases. And this is like the late 80s, like the hard shell suitcases from the 50s were still very much used.
Yeah. And they found her skeleton 10 years later.
No. I know, right?
No.
And I thought it was so cool that she fit. So I ran to find my mom, who was outside, and she was talking to the neighbor, and it was a no-no, you didn't interrupt. So I was waiting and waiting. And then my friend came over and she was like, hey, do you want to go ride bikes?
Oh,
I was like, oh, mom, I'm going to go ride bikes. Totally forgot all about my sister.
Oh, my gosh. You loved your sister.
So how long was she in there?
Probably like half an hour before my mom found her.
But still, enough time.
Needless to say, she now is claustrophobic.
Yeah.
And she hates traveling.
Yeah, she doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. I was in so much trouble, you guys.
I bet. Julie, I love that story, though. And everybody turned out fine. And that's damn
Everybody's
funny.
Fine.
That's damn funny, though.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
You have a great day.
I did all kinds of jerk stuff to my sister.
I love it. It makes for great life stories. Thank you for calling this morning.
Thanks, Julie.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
All right. We're so behind on time. Melody.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
We're good. Can you tell your story in like 60 seconds?
Yes. It's about my brother back in the 60s, early 70s. My dad got so furious about him leaving stuff out and not taking care of his chores. My brother had to sleep with whatever he left out. So two things that I remember are a bag of garbage and a shovel. My dad would go put it in his bed and he'd have to sleep with it.
A bag of garbage is disgusting.
That's pretty darn gross. Pretty darn gross. But the shovel, I'm on board with that.
Shovel.
Thank you, Melody.
For safety.
Thanks, Melody.
For the safety.
That's funny.
You know, you're funny.
Great, great stories, you guys. Thank you so much. And so many coming in on the text line. Kids be in trouble.
Yeah.
But again, this is where you get good stories, you know?
And become a good parent. Let's be honest. If they were good all the time, we wouldn't learn anything.
That suitcase one is my favorite
story
of the day, though.
That's pretty good. I like the He-Man figures
out the window.
That was
He-Man.
Funny.
He hurt the He-Man.
That was funny.
Thank you, everybody, for calling and texting and sounding off this morning.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.